My parents always try to make me eat a fancy breakfast. French toast, pancakes, eggs. But all I really want is Kellogg's Pop-Tarts. I can have a different flavor every day. Strawberry, cinnamon, sprinkles, and even chocolate. That's all the breakfast variety I need in my life. Pop-Tarts. It's a delicious surprise that will even make your toaster smile. Book your bungalow at the world's only Lego beach, Legoland Beach Retreat, now open for beachy business. Dear you, I don't want to live with you. You are not my mom. You are not my dad. I don't want you to show me life isn't all bad. I don't want you to show me what it means to be a family. I don't want you to give me hope. I don't want any of it. But I need all of it. Kids throughout Kansas are in need of a temporary place to call home. Go to fosterkskids.org for all the information you'll need to make a difference in the life of a child. Start your journey today. Ramona Quimby was 9 years old. She had brown hair, brown eyes, and no cavities. She had a mother, a father, a big sister named Beatrice, who was called Beezus by the family, and, this was the exciting part, a baby sister named Roberta, after her father, Robert Quimby. "Look at her tiny fingernails," Ramona marveled as she looked at the sleeping Roberta. "And her little eyebrows. She's already a whole person, only little." Ramona couldn't wait for the first day of school so she could spread the news about her baby sister. That day finally came. It was a warm summer day, and Ramona, neat and clean, with lunchbox in hand, half-skipped, half-hopped, scrunching through the dry leaves on the sidewalk. She was early, she knew, but Ramona was the sort of girl who was always early.
"I don't know anything about boys. Could you keep a secret if I told you one? It's a great secret. I don't know what I should do if anyone found it out. I believe I should die. I've stolen a garden. It isn't mine. It isn't anybody's. Nobody wants it. Nobody cares for it. Nobody ever goes into it. Perhaps everything is dead in it already. I don't know. And I don't care. I don't care. Nobody has any right to take it from me when I care about it and they don't. They're letting it die. Or shut up by itself. It's mine now." This has been Emma Andrews. Thanks for listening. Bye.